Vladimir Putin's move is a major escalation in this crisis. First, he staged a televised meeting of Russia's National Security Council, where he made a show of considering appeals from his top aides on whether to recognize the two Russian-backed breakaway states in Ukraine as independent. Hours later, he made a televised address.
Look at the weapons of NATO. It would be possible for them to control Russia's airspace with medium and long-range missiles and ballistic weapons. They could attack sites throughout Russia in less than 30 minutes. I do not doubt they plan to attack, as they have in the past.
The self-declared republics of Donetsk and Luhansk are in a state of high alert after their leaders advised their people to evacuate and told them Ukraine is mounting an offensive. That's a claim Ukraine denies. But there's now a real risk that Russia's forces could roll into what Ukraine describes as temporarily occupied territory. That's because with formal recognition of independence, Russia could present itself as answering a request for help.
United States of America and other partners, and of course Ukraine, were for quite a long period of time were saying that to provoke the conflict, the false flag operations will be organized by Russia Federation. And this case is exactly the example of such a false flag operation.
Ukraine's foreign ministry says it's dealing with dozens of fake incidents and false flag operations. It says they're all intended to build up as excuses for potential war. And one of the byproducts is fear instilled into the lives of hundreds of thousands of civilians living in the breakaway republics. The suffering may become so much worse for these people and millions of others. What was decided in the Kremlin on Monday could be one more step closer to war. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Kiev.